I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As we heard, lots of junk is floating around in outer space. That's not scaring off a Russian firm with plans for what it calls an orbital hotel. The goal is to get the thing up there within 5 years and to shuttle tourists to Mars by 2030. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
It sounds like something out of the future. But Russian space company Orbital Technologies says it has plans to launch an unprecedented space hotel for tourists by 2016. Company officials say travelers will be shot into space on a Soyuz rocket and will orbit 217 miles above Earth. It'll have four cabins and will be able to hold up to seven passengers and have massive windows for expansive intergalactic views. Orbital Technologies Chief Operating Officer Sergei Kostenko. He says the main purpose will be space tourism, to house people. It'll be designed and built in such a way that will provide the most comfortable conditions possible for the tourist space stay. The scheme isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. Orbital Technologies is a subsidiary of a partly state-owned company which sent tourists to the International Space Station until last year. Kostenko says the hotel will be aimed at wealthy individuals and those working for private companies who want to do space research. He says the initial cost of a trip to the hotel will be about $50 to $60 million, which is about the same cost as a flight to the International Space Station. He says hopefully in the future the cost will drop. Kostenko says the price of a five-day stay at the Orbital Hotel for a space tourist would be about $1 million. Company officials say the proposed hotel will be more comfortable than the International Space Station, but it won't be luxurious. Visitors to the hotel will have to use vacuum toilets, take sponge baths, and likely eat space food. Though some say the freeze-dried fare may be along the lines of braised veal cheeks with wild mushrooms, white bean puree, potato soup, and plum compote. Many experts are skeptical that the Russian company will reach its goal of opening the Orbital Hotel by 2016 due to lack of funding. Another problem may be the rocket itself. Russia has grounded its Soyuz fleet after an unmanned cargo vessel headed for the space station failed to reach orbit and crashed into Siberia. It was the 44th launch of a Progress supply ship to the space station and the first failure in the nearly 13-year life of the complex. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.